Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting second. The third baseman, Larry Brown. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hyndman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Dunning. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Dunning. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knoop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Hyndman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster is hit by the pitch. Leon moves to second. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John bunts towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Leon covering, for the out. Knoop moves to second. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Melton. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Bradford moves to third. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hydeman hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bradford tags and scores. Hinton tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunning hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien has Hinton trapped. There's the throw to Herman and back to Aparicio, who tags Hinton for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a pop-up towards third. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing left field. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fosse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-0 in the game. John hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Horton moves to third. One out. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Heidman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton scores. Hinton moves to third. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann has Hinton trapped. The throw from Hermann to O'Brien and back to Hermann, who tags Hinton out. Heidman moves to second. Two outs. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning is 0-for-2 in the game. Dunning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heidman moves to third. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Austin now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann strikes out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. O'Brien moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Brien scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Olander pinch runs for Chuck Hinton. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Hydman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Rick Austin. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hydman moves to second. Steve Hargan pinch runs for Rich Rollins. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hydman scores. Hargan moves to second. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Danny Murphy now pitching. Greg Nettles pinch hits for Larry Brown. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Nettles now playing third base. Ted Olander now playing right field. Dick Ellsworth now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann bunts towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to second. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Foster hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-to-3, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fosse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bradford hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Hydman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Danny Murphy. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Dwayne Josephson. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Fred Lasher now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Lasher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCraw moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Walt Williams. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCraw scores. O'Brien moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Brien tags and scores. 1 out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.